When I was speaking with a family by phone who had come down with COVID, I was struck by how they said, "Father, we've kind of felt like lepers." When I asked them what they meant by that, they said, "We know that, you know, COVID is serious, it's contagious, we've been taking, you know, steps to quarantine and all the prudent measures that we should do." But they said, "You know, it's been a little painful how some people are almost treating us like lepers because of the fact that we have this." And it's something that I've been meditating on, that while, of course, we want to be prudent, to wear our masks, to keep our social distancing, all of that, not just with COVID, but with any type of infectious disease, there's always this danger of starting to see someone no longer as God's beloved one, but as seeing them as the illness that they struggle with and of fearing the transmission of the illness that they struggle with. I'm always struck with how Jesus interacted with lepers, because part of the healing and freedom that he always brought to lepers is he helped to remind them of their God-given identity of being God's beloved one. And that even though they would have a particular thing that would afflict them, that disease did not define them in God's eyes of who they are. And so it's something that I invite, especially if we know of anyone who has come down with COVID or any type of infectious disease or any type of disease to begin with. We always have to say, "Lord, am I seeing this person the way you see them? Am I seeing them as your beloved one? Or am I instead seeing them as maybe defined too much by what illness afflicts them at this particular time?" Let us ask God to help us to see one another the way God sees them, as God's beloved one, not as someone who is unclean, but as someone who is God's beloved one.